Three Ways to Overcome Difficulties in Meditation by Kevin Rorty, founder and CEO of SOCA, Souls of the Christian Apostolate. In this 55th episode of Our Lady's Shock Troops, Kevin provides helpful insights into the challenges that we all face when trying to pray, and he covers practical means by which we can combat three great obstacles in meditation: distraction, discouragement, and dryness.
Okay, so now we're going to troubleshoot the most common problems that people have in trying to do mental prayer, meditation. So we're first going to go through the three D's, and then we're going to go through the most important dispositions, the five most important dispositions, okay? So the three D's are the three common difficulties of mental prayer: distraction, discouragement, and dryness. Have you updated your status for the 100 by 100 challenge? The Fatima Center is calling on you and all Catholics to complete a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 First Saturday by December 10th, 2025. So make sure you update your status at www.fatima.org/100by100. We are relying on you to spread the challenge and help promote the full message of Our Lady Requests at Fatima. May God reward you. All right. So for distraction, to combat this, we need to cultivate custody of our environment. So that means when we're in prayer, make sure that we don't have any distractions. Maybe you have the blinds closed if you're in your room, have, you know, Gregorian chant playing or earphones in and you have white noise on or something like that. Ideally, if you could be in a chapel, it'd be great. Usually it's not the most practical thing for everyone to get to a chapel every single day, and it's important to have some consistency as much as possible with where you pray. So that's why I'm giving advice for if you're in your room or in a place in your house that you can pray. And then also outside of the time of prayer, making sure we have detachment. So oftentimes in prayer, our attachments may surface. And so we need to, with our will, say, I don't want those things. Okay? Another thing is recollection. So throughout my day, am I thinking about God, or am I coming into prayer very cold? You know, because if we're thinking about all the worldly stuff and then all of a sudden we try to think about God, yeah, that 20 minutes is just going to be us really trying to readjust our soul to a supernatural standpoint. But if I'm recollecting myself, if I'm trying to recall God throughout my day and my orientation toward eternity, it's going to make a big difference. Another recommendation is repetition. So pick a phrase from scripture and just repeat it over and over and over if you're struggling with distraction. And even if you feel like your mind's going like this, if you're just repeating it over and over and over quietly to yourself, it's letting the Word of God speak to you. The Word speaking, right? And that can still fill up your soul in many ways. And then perseverance. So know that with your will, when you get distracted, you say, I'm going to turn back to God. And if you spend the whole time just turning back to God, that is pleasing to Him, because you're making the act of your will with love, and you can have confidence in that. But it's critical to not give up, in the amount of time you resolve to do out of love for God, and to say, I'm going to keep praying no matter what. All right, so that's distraction. Discouragement. So discouragement often happens when we feel like we're not doing well in prayer. I haven't been consistent. I feel lost in it. I'm not inspired to do it anymore. So in this time, it's very important always to persevere. Just continue, no matter what, okay? But that might be easier said than done. So one mental, spiritual perspective that's important is to see God as our Father. Abba, Father, every hair on our head is numbered. And so we come into prayer with great confidence that He cares for us, He cares for our concerns, and He wants to be with us, okay? It's very important to see that. Another thing is, you know, we may be discouraged about a lot of things in our life or whatever, and that may keep us from prayer. To look at anything good, just learn to affirm the good in life given from God, to be grateful, because that can be helpful. And then finally, to look forward to this as an opportunity to be challenged and to grow as an adventure out of love for God to continue. Okay? Now, some people might have a difficulty with acedia, which is where we have sorrow about a spiritual good, sort of spiritual laziness. And so in that time, it's important to make acts of our will where we say, I love God above everything. He is worth going through this difficulty and whatever it is to overcome this challenge. And sometimes that's what's needed is this fortitude, right? Even if we don't feel like it, fortitude. And then your passions all start aligning if your will is oriented. Okay, so that's how we overcome discouragement. And then finally, dryness. So dryness often is associated with lukewarmness in many cases, or it might be a time of trial. So when we talk about dryness, people usually associate it with emotional dryness. There is spiritual dryness as well, which is not the same thing. But basically, you know, you could think in the beginning, people tend to have these warm, fuzzy feelings when it comes to prayer. But they might get that after they do it consistently for a while, like, wow, my life feels different and all that. And then it dips because that novelty kind of wears off. Just like with anything in life, that initial enthusiasm can die out. And so it's important to recognize this will happen. The dryness will happen because it's going to help you mature spiritually. So that mental perspective is the first thing to know. This will happen. Happens to everybody. That's how you grow in the spiritual life. It's not about your emotions, your feelings, because ultimately you have a spirit, your intellect and will, and that is what's most important for you to grow in a spiritual way. All right? So in this time, again, as always, perseverance is key. St. Teresa of Avila always says you've got to begin with the disposition to persevere in the spiritual life. All right? Now, it's important to try to get to the root of your dryness. Is there anything that you may be causing, you may be doing that's causing this dryness? Right? It may be attachments that you have, that your soul is so bogged down with all these things, or maybe one thing that's just preoccupying you, that you do not have any receptors available for God in a way, in your spirit, right? That's an important one to ask, because oftentimes that may be the case. And it may be also not just we have attachments, but I'm lukewarm in my love for God and my hope in God, in that I want the spiritual things above all. And usually that happens little by little, make little decisions here and there, like little imperfections. I'm okay with that. Oh yeah, I know this is sin, but it's whatever. You know, I'm going to, you know, listen to these things I know that keeps me away from God. I'm going to be in these circumstances. I'm going to have a lifestyle that I know keeps me very dissipated and away from God. So that's important to analyze. But if we look at that and we're like, there's nothing that I can really think of, then you also have to accept that sometimes in prayer that God tests us with dryness. Or, not just testing, he may be pushing us to a more spiritual plane. Because that's actually what happens. It could be a sign you're moving into contemplation. I'm not going to get into that, but you actually need dryness in your passions in a way to be able to advance further into your spirit. That's what St. John of the Cross talks about, to enter into contemplation, into pure spirit with God, that isn't connected to your passions. And when I say passions, I'm not talking about wicked passions, passions that are of the flesh necessarily, but passions, think of like when an acoustic guitar is plugging, you know? Like that inherently triggers certain feelings we have, right? That's why, you know, a lot of praise and worship music, that guitar inherently goes to those passions. And that's why I caution, I don't think that it's inherently bad to have some music, you know, outside of the liturgy that has guitar. Like King David, you know, had the lyre. That was a stringed instrument, right? And he praised God with that. But it's important that we not become attached to those emotions. And sometimes people get attached to that and then they get discouraged after, you see the cycle here, because they don't have those feelings anymore. And so it's important to know what true spiritual growth looks like in contemplation, where at times God may be pushing us to go further into greater intimacy with him in a spiritual way, right? So that's important, you know. Sometimes we don't get those consolations, and it's an act of love and our will to move forward. But if you're dealing with lukewarmness, here are some meditations for you to consider, okay? So meditate on the shortness of life, on the eternity of life to come, and the reality that you could be damned and you need God. You may need to wake up to that reality. At times, we all need to wake up to that reality. In fact, I think on a daily basis is good to recall that, to put everything in context. Further, you could be encouraged by the deep sense of purpose that we're in the fight for the salvation of souls. Don't be lukewarm because there are souls on the line. Remember that Christ was He died on the cross out of love for you. He redeemed us by his blood. There's no greater love or mission to take part of than being united to his cross through your own suffering, through your own perseverance out of love for him to do his will. And certainly his will is for you to persevere in prayer. You know that for sure. So you can be confident and encouraged that God is providential over everything and that everything will work out for your good if you love him, right? For those that love God, everything will work out for your good. And he's put you here at this time and this place with a specific purpose that no one can fulfill but you. So are you going to live up to that calling? Consider these things when you're dealing with dryness that is a result of your lukewarmness. When you're like, I'm just not motivated. You've got to consider these eternal realities. And certainly, if you're like, well, part of it's I don't know that I fully believe. Go spend 30 minutes in adoration and just make an act of faith in that time. I believe you're real. I believe you're true. I believe this is the most important thing. Okay, so that's dryness, discouragement, and distraction. Thank you for watching today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss future episodes. Like and comment any questions you have. Also, go to www.fatima.org/100x100 to sign up and update your status so we can complete the 100,000 First Saturdays for Our Lady. May God reward you.
Our Lady's message of Fatima is the only solution for our time. It is urgent that we all live according to Our Lady's message, and that we share it with everyone we know. So what can you do? Simple. Just remember, Roman Catholic SOS. RC SOS. That stands for Rosary, Consecration, Scapular, Offer, Saturday. Pray the Rosary every day. Pray for Russia's consecration and consecrate yourself to Our Lady. Always wear the brown scapular. Offer prayer, penance, and sacrifice for the conversion of sinners, and practice the first Saturday devotion every month. Please do sign up for our 100x100 First Saturday Challenge and update your progress each month. And please support this vital apostolate with a regular monthly donation. You can do that at our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Our Lady's Shock Troops is brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. May all we do be for the glory of God, the honor of Our Lady, and salvation of souls. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us.